Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have a bluegrass program lined up for you today that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. That opening track was one called Wild Goose Chase that was recorded in the mid-1970s by myself, Colin Trenwith. Graham Lovejoy was playing mandolin, Colin Watson on guitar, and Anne Kirkpatrick on bass. That was recorded in the EMI studios in Sydney, and we had a lot of fun doing it, believe me. Wild Goose Chase, always thought that was a good title for a tune, so I hope you like it. And I played the whole tune for a change instead of cutting it off halfway so you get to hear all the good breaks that are there. Well, we've got some great artists lined up, and we're going to kick off with a band that came out to the Mountain Grass Festival in Australia in 2019 from the UK, Midnight Sky Racer. Great band, all-woman band, Tabitha Agnew on banjo, Charlotte Karavik on guitar, Laura Karavik on fiddle, Leanne Thoreau's on mandolin, and Eleanor Wilkie on double bass. Mostly young women, and they have a really energetic approach to their bluegrass music, and we'll hear a couple of tracks from them throughout the program, but right now we're going to start with the tune called So Long, Goodbye, We're Through. Midnight Sky Racer, and that was Leanne doing the lead vocals in that one. Now we're going to hear a bit of vinyl from the 1970s. I've never had the chance to we've never taken the chance to put this LP onto CD yet. J.D. Crowe Blackjack is the name of the album. A very sort of shady picture of J.D. Crowe trying to look aggressive on the front cover. It's actually a British production, this album. J.D. Crowe on banjo and harmony vocals. Doyle Lawson on guitar and lead vocals. Larry Rice on mandolin and lead and harmony vocals. And Bobby Sloan on bass. And it's got a real mixture of traditional and contemporary music on this. And mid-1970s, I think, is about the date that it came out. And I'm going to play just a Flatten Scruggs tune, Somehow Tonight. This is the sort of music he was playing, which just shows the background he brought to the Bluegrass Album Band when they started recording. Here's J.D. Crowe. And I don't even think it was J.D. Crowe in the New South at this stage. But it's a great album. Have a listen to Somehow Tonight. Nice to hear J.D. Crowe and Doyle Lawson doing some nice lead singing there. Very good to hear. We got to hear a track from the Balsam Range album 5. Came out in about 2014. Balsam Range, Caleb Smith, guitar and lead vocals. Buddy Melton, fiddle and tenor vocals. Darren Nicholson, mandolin. Mark Pruitt, banjo. Tim Surratt, upright bass. And did some baritone singing there. And here's a tune called Chasing Someone Else's Dreams. Balsam Range.
You're listening to the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
At least 5 days a week and sometimes more, I'm up with the sun and headed out the door. Most nights I don't get home till later night. I make a living any way I can. Everywhere I turn, I answer to a man who only cares about the bottom line.
Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start.
But it's never been as easy as it seems, because it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. I know that there's a lot of folks like me looking for a handout or an ounce of sympathy, just a way to get a piece of the pie. Cause the game has changed for the common man. It takes credit cards, and I'll use more installment plans, spending every minute trying to get by.
Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find a path of peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start.
But it's never been as easy as it seems, because it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. It's not because I'm lazy, out of touch, or going crazy. I'm barely breaking even, and I need a thing or two I can believe in.
Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find the path of peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start.
But it's never been as easy as it seems, because it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. Oh, it's so hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams.
That was Balsam Range, Chasing Someone Else's Dreams. Let's listen again to J.D. Crow, and this is a title track of that vinyl album, Blackjack. Let's hear what it's going to sound like.
Thank you.
some great picking by J.D. Crowe on Blackjack there. Nice to hear that. We're going to listen to John Reichman and the Jaybirds, great group out of Vancouver around Canada. And this is special for all the people listening on Access Radio in the great western side of Canada. I visited a friend there in Vancouver a few times. Hi, Sandy Bob McMillan. Nice. He played bass for us way back in our very early days and was an integral part of forming the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. John Reichman of the Jaybirds, fine band. Nick Hornbuckle on banjo. Jim Nunnally, California resident on guitar. Greg Spatz on fiddle. Trish Gagnon on bass. And John Reichman on mandolin. And they do some very folky sort of bluegrass music. Always sounds great. This is a track called A Dime in My Pocket. Jim sings lead, Trisha does the tenor, John does the baritone and the vocals, and they're all picking away there. Dime in My Pocket from John Reichman and the Jaybirds.
Shoes and aching in my heart, dear, 'cause I'm not over you. Now you're gone and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. I used to dream, dear, about you all the time. Sleep it all with you on my mind, 'cause you're gone and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. Maybe I'll walk to Arkansas, maybe Tennessee, anywhere away from here would be just fine for me, 'cause you're gone and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. Hear that pretty little bird singing that lonesome tune. It must be thinking about me and you, 'cause you're gone and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. A dime in my pocket, holes in both of my shoes, and aching in my heart, dear, 'cause I'm not over you. Now you're gone, and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. Now that you're gone, and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. Thank you.
Hello, Bluegrass fans everywhere. I'm Earl McWhirter from Te Awamutu in New Zealand, and you are listening to Paul Trenwith and Back Porch Bluegrass.
Well, thanks very much for that, Earl. Just before that, we had John Reichman and the Jaybirds with two tunes, A Dime in My Pocket, then an instrumental, Bish Bash Falls, it was called, and where the band all gave everything a good workout. Here's a tune from Alison Brown and from the album Fair Weather. Alison does some stunning banjo playing on it, but she's got a great band around her. Claire Lynch does the vocal on this song that I've selected, Stuart Duncan the fiddle, David Greer guitar, Mac Flinner on mandolin, Tim O'Brien doing some harmony vocal, Missy Raines on bass, and Alison on banjo. Well, you can't get a much better band than that, can you? And here's a tune called Hummingbird, Alison Brown with Claire Lynch doing the lead vocals. Some pretty fancy playing gang on there on Hummingbird by Alison Brown. We'll hear a track, another track from that album, I think, a little bit later. Time for some old-timey music now. And we often hear the name Snuffy Jenkins, particularly when people are talking about Earl Scruggs and his banjo playing, because it's a well-known fact that Earl watched and learned from Snuffy Jenkins. Snuffy was playing with a three-finger style of playing, and it's just a little, I suppose, rougher than the smooth style that Earl Scruggs put together. And it was still three-finger picking, and by most standards, it's sort of like definitely early bluegrass. So Snuffy Jenkins and the Hired Hands put out an album in the early 1960s on the Ahuli label. And DeWitt Snuffy Jenkins played banjo and a few other things. Homer Pappy Sherrill played fiddle. Julian Medlin played lead guitar and did vocals too. Bill Ray, second guitar. And Ira Dimmery played the bass. It was recorded in 1962. Originally came out on the Folk Lyric LP label. And Ahuli Records have got this sort of excellent piece of pre-bluegrass music, and I'm going to play a track that has been adapted by many of the bluegrasses in subsequent years, one called Watermelon on the Vine. Here's Snuffy Jenkins. Have a listen.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
We now continue with the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
See that watermelon smiling through the fence. I wish that watermelon was mine. Give me, oh, give me, oh, how I wish you would. That watermelon hanging on the vine.
I'm falling gray. Chicken and good, rabbit am so very, very fine. Give me, oh, how would you put that watermelon hang on the vine?
On one Saturday night, I went while the moon was shining bright. And when I left that old man's field, I left there on the run, but I didn't leave that melon on the vine.
I'm morning gravy, chicken and nuts, rabbit am so very, very fine. Give me, oh, I wish you would, that watermelon hanging on the vine.
A little bit of pre-bluegrass music there, which to most intents and purposes, sounds pretty much like bluegrass music. But that was Snuffy Jenkins, and I think that was the first time I've had his music on Back Porch Bluegrass. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. The show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, and Shearer's have long been promoters of music around Hamilton. The shop's been there for more than 50 years. Well, different locations, really. Got great staff, very helpful, and a great range of products. So if you're in Hamilton, call in and see the folk from Shearer's. Say thanks very much for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. It's really nice to have some bluegrass music on the air. And talking about bluegrass music on the air, I got a lovely letter from Alison Brown, and she obviously picks up bits of bluegrass from all around the world, and being one of the bosses of Rounder Records, she keeps her finger on the pulse of the music, and we're going to hear from her pretty soon. But right now we're going to hear from Midnight Sky Racer again. Here's a song called They Want to Go. This is from their Fire album, and this time it's Tabitha, the banjo player, singing lead, Midnight Sky Racer.
I can see the same old faces, hoping, wishing, praying there was one. You can see the dreams are faded, souls have all been traded, seeing what they have we knew what for. They wanna go, they wanna leave this place behind. They wanna go to a different state of mind.
Thank you.
very well put together song from Midnight Sky Racer there, and I hope you enjoyed it. I mentioned we're going to have something from Alison Brown again, and we're going to have one of her probably most requested tunes. I don't know. I've never been able to see Alison Brown play, but a wonderful tune, Girls Breakdown. I reckon that's brilliantly named, absolutely. Sam Bush on mandolin, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Tony Rice on guitar, Todd Phillips on bass. Well, you got a super group right there. Alison Brown on banjo, can't get much better. And it's a very well-written tune, and it sounds great. Here's Alison Brown from the album Fairweather, Girls Breakdown. Picking there by Alison Brown, and that's a tune, Girls Breakdown. Sounds great. Big hello to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning in to this program, although it comes from Hamilton and is first aired on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock from Free FM 89.0, then goes around other access radio stations in New Zealand, all at different times. So thank you very much for tuning in. The access radio stations throughout Canada too, we've sort of got a contra deal going there where we get some Canadian programs and you get some New Zealand programs. And some of you have chosen to take Back Porch Bluegrass, like Prince George in British Columbia and Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. Thank you very much. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Friday afternoons, I believe the program is scheduled. And I hope you're enjoying my New Zealand take on bluegrass music. It's hard to say that. Bluegrass music. Blah, blah, blah. And you know what I mean anyway. And of course, all those people who download it as a podcast live in all different parts of the world. And bluegrass is a very international music, played everywhere, and people get a lot of enjoyment out of it. We got time for another tune from Midnight Sky Race. I love that band. And this is from the album Fire. And this is Leanne singing, the mandolin player singing, the tune A Little Bit of Luck.
You're listening to the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on CILU 102.7 FM.
I could go back, but anyhow, all I need is a little luck today. All I need is a little luck without your trouble trying to tear it up. All I need is a little luck today. Not looking for love, no need to change your ways. You barely got a dollar to your name. All I need is a little luck today. Your name. All I need is a little luck today.
Everybody. everybody. This is fellow musician Josh Johnston coming at you from the birthplace of it all, Rosine, Kentucky. I love listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you do as well. What do we got coming up for the fine folks next, Paul?
Always love listening to Josh's introduction to the program there. Thanks very much, Josh. Yes, coming up, we've got a gospel song. Time we had a gospel song on the show, and this is Balsam Range with a great vocal on Stacking Up the Rocks, and it sounds just like this.
Stacking up the rocks at the edge of the water, memorial of the miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
God told Joshua to lead his people, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will never leave or forsake you, but set the people free. Joshua spoke unto his people, said, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you, and you will surely be blessed.
Stacking up the rocks at the edge of the water, memorial of the miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
Priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to the raging Jordan's side. Brave and courageous, they stepped in the water, and God worked before their eyes. The water stopped flowing, the riverbed dry, the ark crossed to the other side. 12 men back to the middle of the river, carrying rocks to remember by.
Stacking up rocks at the edge of the water, memorial of the miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
God's still with us in this world of trouble, gives miracles every day. Has he worked in your life, brother? Have you shown it in some way?
Well, are you stacking up the rocks at the edge of the water, memorial of the miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
Hallelujah.
Stacking up the rocks, at the edge of the water, miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
So that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord is mighty.
Oh, there's some great singing there from Balsam Range, Stacking Up the Rocks. An album that was very influential on my early days in bluegrass music was Bluegrass Session from Emerson and Waldron. Came out in 1970 on Rebel Records. Bill Emerson on banjo and tenor vocals, Mike Aldridge on dobro and baritone vocals, Ed Ferris on bass, Cliff Waldron on guitar and lead vocals. Had a great voice. Bill Poffenberger on fiddle and John Duffy playing mandolin and doing a bass vocal on one of the tracks or a couple of the tracks. John Duffy, one of the best tenors in bluegrass, doing a bass vocal. Isn't that great? Had some great songs on this album. Early Morning Rain, Who Will Sing For Me, Downtown Blues, Home Sweet Home, Lodi, Face From Another Place, Mama's Hungry Eyes. He picked his songs from all over and managed to make them feel really bluegrassy. And I'm going to play a track for you on this one, The Water's So Cold, written by Stonewall Jackson. This is Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron, Bluegrass Session.
Oh, the crest off the wave break over my head. My strength's about gone, and soon I'll be dead. I'd rather be dead out here in the sea than to love a woman who'll never love me. Oh, the water's so cold. the shore are fast growing dim. The water's so cold, I can't hardly swim. I offered my ring and offered my name. She said, "You're a child." She put me to shame. If she saw me now, she'd have to agree. Most men couldn't swim this far out to sea. Oh, the water's so cold out here in the dark. Oh, the water's so cold, as cold as your heart. The lights from the shore are fast growing dim. So cold, I can't hardly swim. The water's so cold, I can't hardly swim.
Bill Emerson playing banjo, Cliff Waldron doing the vocals and playing guitar, and a great band around them, including some early Mike Aldridge. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We've just about come to the end of the show now. Thank you very much for tuning in, however you're doing it, on a podcast or on a radio even, and or on your computer. I just really enjoy playing some of this music, and some of this bluegrass music is some of my favourites. Always come up with things that I think, ah, oh, what a great tune that was. Let's take it out with the Gibson Brothers from the album Red Letter Day. Here's a tune, Walking with Joanna. Great tune, great band. Thank you very much. Tune in next time.
To hold her tight, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. But I can't get the time of day. She sees me in a wayward way. Sinner man can't make her stay. Hey, can't change my world in 7 days. Begin and I'll behave, and I'll go walking with Joanne. She doesn't wonder why. She knows the truth that's in her heart. Now if you're listening, Lord, I pray, make her see me in a way that only death can do us part. I can't get the time of day. She sees me in a wayward way. Sinner man can't make her stay. Hey, I can't change my world in 7 days. Give me time and I'll behave, and I'll go walking with Joanne.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
CILU now presents the Earshot Top 20.
Counting down the 20 most played albums on campus community radio in Canada according to earshot-online.com. You're listening to the Earshot 20 with your host, Bondo.
Welcome to another edition of the Earshot 20, where we're going to count down the top 20 albums found on the National Top 50 chart at earshot-online.com for the week ending March 2nd, 2021. This week compiled by 25 campus and community radio stations across Canada, some of whom are the airing partners of this show. If you're new to Earshot, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, a project of the NCRA. So check out ncra.ca to see all the fantastic projects they're working on and supporting there, including the Earshot Distro, where artists and labels can upload their music to be searched, reviewed, and downloaded by campus and community radio stations for broadcast across Canada. At earshot-online.com, you'll also find genre-specific monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, and a whole lot more. And you can also find out more about us, the Earshot 20, online at facebook.com/theearshot20, or shoot us an email anytime at earshot20@chsrfm.ca, because that is where this program is produced each week. CHSR 97.9 FM in Fredericton. So I'm your host this week. I am Bondo. Thank you once again for joining as we count down these really great albums and, of course, stick in a couple bonus tracks here and there, which will all be debuts to the top 50 chart this week. But before we get into the top 20, we do say see you later to six albums this week, including Hold Your Socks, Helena DeLand, and her album Someone New has finally been bumped off the top 20 chart. But she's hanging in there at number 21, so we might see her back in the top 20 once again. We also wave goodbye to Beverly Glenn Copeland and his album Transmissions, the music of Beverly Glenn Copeland, which drops from number 11 down to number 23. The Dirty Nil and their album F Art drops from number 15 down to number 24. Midnight Sister had 1 week in the top 20 at number 12 last week with their album Painting the Roses, but they're down to currently number 27. Sophia Bell and the album Princess of the Dead Volume 2 drops from number 18 down to number 37. And Adrian Young and the release called The American Negro drops from number 17 to off the top 50 completely. So that means we do have room for some debuts and returns into the top 20. And we're going to kick it off right now with one of those re-entries. And it happens to be from Yukon Blonde, who were at number 36 last week with her album Vindicator from Dynalune Records. We're going to hear the track called Good Times. And then last week, which was one of your bonus tracks, Beat Sexu, debuted into the top 50 at number 43. And they have jumped up to the number 19 spot with their EP Deuxième Chance from Fantôme Records. We're going to hear Passion d'Angeon, and then from Pop, who may have been out of the top 20, but never out of our hearts. They're back at number 18 this week with their EP This Place Sucks Ass from Little Dipper, and we're going to hear Floodgates from them, and then we'll come back and stick in another new entry into the top 20.